Hi guys, you're welcome to another episode of the Storytime with Jay podcast, and of course your host Jay. Today's episode, you know, is just going to be me being grateful. But before I go into what today is about, I just want to say a big thank you to my old listeners. Thank you for tuning in week after week. And my new listeners, thank you for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoy the podcast. And I just want to say a big thank you, you know, for deciding to go on this journey with me. This is episode 29. Yeah! 29 episodes of Storytime with Jay. I know, right? You know, I sat down during the week and I was thinking about how far we have come, because it's a partnership, you know. I wouldn't be here if I didn't have the listeners. I wouldn't be here if people weren't supporting me. So it's very important that, you know, I appreciate you guys for all the love and all the support over the months, you know, COVID, with everything that has happened, you know, so far. And to be able to produce an episode every week, week after week, you know, I just want to say thank you to everyone. And if you're just listening by chance, you know, you could just please subscribe, you know, drop a review. Reviews are very important because it helps me to know how to be better. It helps me to know what to do, where to do it, how to do it, how to just be an all-round better podcaster. And that is what is very important, because if I'm better, you guys get quality content. So please, please, please feel free to reach out to me. I feel like I've been begging for so many episodes for you guys to like drop a review or listen, or, you know, just drop something. Drop a story, a lesson, whatever it is, moral lesson, I don't care. Just drop something, okay? I'm not threatening you guys, I promise. So thank you for the love. Thank you for the support. 29 episodes. It has not been easy. You know, I've had really hard times, but I'm glad that I'm here. I'm glad that I'm able to, you know, give you guys content that you enjoy, that you want to listen to. So I hope you guys have your tea, your coffee, whatever it is you like to sip on when you're listening to the podcast, or if you have stuff to do around the house and you just want to plug in to your speakers, not to worry, okay? Just do that so you can get to listen to the podcast, okay? So I hope you guys are ready for today's content. It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting, you know. It's going to be a bit of reminiscing. So I hope you guys are ready, okay? So it's time for Story Time with Jay. Yes. So today, I'll be talking about things that have been happening in my life, right? You know, it's been a while. I got you guys up to date with what's been going on. You know, I normally do a weekly update with Jay. So that's what I'm going to be doing today. Yay! You know, I've had topic after topic, and I haven't really, like, talked much about what has been going on in my life and what I've been doing, you know. So that's what we're going to do today. But before we get into it, I have a question. You know, this thing has happened to me twice, and I find it very upsetting. I get very angry, but it's not something I'm proud of, but it's something I'm working on. At least I'm trying. I feel like I'm getting better and better every time, you know. A problem shared is a problem half solved. I think that's how that code goes. I'm not sure. In case I'm wrong, please just let me know. But what I'm trying to say is, the question is, why is it that people, attendants at fast food restaurants, you know, why do they take time to answer you when it looks like you don't have money? Why does that happen? Because this thing has happened to me twice. I don't want to just be rambling on the podcast. You know, it upsets me. I feel very bad because you see me there. I've been standing. This thing, like I said earlier, happened to me twice. So I'm just going to like quickly summarize both instances. So I go into a restaurant. I want to get food, right? This is what happens when, I don't know. Maybe if I cooked in my house, I won't be seeing all this nonsense. But hey, I've been going through stuff, like I said. And one of the things I love to do before is cooking, but right now, I'm not really there right now, but I'm going back. I'm trying to get back there. So what I was saying is, you know, I went into this restaurant. I was really hungry. I've been, like, I was there. I don't think I have a forgettable face in that sense where it just looks like I'm there, but I'm not really there. And I have on red glasses. So I feel like that makes me stand out, in as much as I don't want to be separated from the crowd. It makes me stand out when I go out, you know? girl in red glasses. So I was standing, you know, and this man just came, like, you know, big man, big belly, you know, everything looked like a gim-gim, rich man type of thing. And this guy was attended to before me. The attendant was like, "Hello, sir." This guy was by the side. So it was obvious that this man just came inside. I don't want to raise my voice because when I think about it, it gets me very upset, you know. And next thing, he's getting attended to. And I was really upset. The next place, I'm not going to mention names of places, but they're very close to where I live. So if you're my friend, you can reach out to me later. You like gists, I'll tell you the places. So the second place, that one happened, you know, yesterday. I was hungry. I was just coming back from work. I came home, dropped my bag, then I went out again, you know, to get food to eat. So I got there, you know, there's a bit of a crowd. And then yesterday, for some reason, there were a lot of fine boys in that particular fast food place. So, and I like fine boys, so this is totally unrelated, by the way. Oh my gosh, Justina. Oh, man, you're a fine boy there. Only Jesus can help you. Anyway, that's beside the point. So I was there, you know, waiting, and there was this guy that came. Cute guy. Maybe he's kind of related. I don't know. Cute guy. And he was at my back. So the thing is, when you come in, you get on a line, right? COVID rules and everything. So this guy was at my back, like literally at my back. And next thing, this lady is like, "Hello, what do you want?" I'm like, "Okay." She had asked me initially, like, "What do I want?" And I said, "Okay, I just wanted this. Just one pack, right?" And she was like, "Okay." So there wasn't chicken. I had to wait for chicken, right? So, okay, small thing, I'll wait. So chicken comes out, and next thing, this babe answers the boy, the guy, and answers another person. Then now comes to meet me and says, "Please, what do you want?" And I'm already irritated because I'm like, I'm tired of this thing happening. This thing, I'm sure it doesn't only happen to me, but I don't like the idea of, you know, you going to a place and you want to be treated equally. And I gave her a piece of my mind. You know, maybe that's why she gave me small chicken, I don't know, but I gave her a piece of my mind because I don't like it, you know. Even one lady there had to be like, "Ah, she has been here, or she was even here before that guy, you know." And she now spoiled everything she was saying with, "Oh, maybe she doesn't want to upset any. She doesn't want to upset anyone." I'm like, upset who? Upset Guinea? Like, are you joking? This is not about upsetting anybody. It's about doing the right thing. And the right thing is, you know, apologizing. And she still had the effrontery to give me small chicken. And she now still just be like, did not apologize. And you gave me small chicken. But I'm not upset. I came home. I had my chicken and I had my food and I learned something. Did I learn yesterday? I'm going to talk about what I'm learning, you know, because today's episode really, that was just a ranting, like ranting segment, you know, on the podcast because I just had to let it out. I hate when people are treated unfairly. I hate it when people don't treat others nice based on how they look. I've been guilty of this. I've been guilty before my friends start to drag me. I've been guilty of this, but the thing about life is, are you willing to learn from it? Are you willing to move on from the fact that you had messed up at some point in your life? I don't know why I'm starting to sound like a motivational speaker. Please, I'm not here for this. But you get the message, right? So, has anybody ever been treated like, do you feel like you've been treated a certain kind of way because of how you're perceived or how you look? Please reach out to me and let's cry. Oh no, not necessarily cry, but let's talk about it over chicken or anything. Or you can just send me a DM. I like to read messages from people that listen to the podcast. And you could drop a message on Anchor, or they drop messages for people on Anchor. I'm always seeing people getting messages. I mean, I also get messages. I don't know why you guys are making me beg like this. Season two. Oh my God. I'm not going to beg. Okay, let me not. Let me not say anything because you never know the surprise that life has in store for you. So, have you ever been treated badly because of how you look or? You know, you go to a place and you get a certain kind of treatment, and you see somebody that looks like well dressed or better dressed than you getting a better treatment. But me personally, I lived in Nigeria, so I don't know why. I'm gonna base it on what I've been through here. I don't know why those people do that. They'd rather answer somebody else. I think it's unfair, you know. And I was really sad that yesterday, I'm not even gonna lie, because hey, I'm really going through stuff. I don't need any trigger to make me feel a certain kind of way. So at least I set my mind and I got small chicken. So have you been treated badly and how did you deal with it? Please send in your reviews and let me know what you guys, you know, your experiences when it relates to this particular topic. Okay. Hello, this is Justina and I'm excited to be here. You know, 29 episodes, no big play, you know. I remember how I started, but I'm not going to talk about that, you know, in this episode. I remember where I started from and the journey so far. It's been amazing, you know. And when I said earlier that 29 episodes already, I actually added this one to it. So I've done 28, but if you count this one with it, 29 episodes. I know my math is kind of wonky, but I hope that makes sense. So, you know, we've had a lot, you know, with Lagos, you know, just everything that has happened so far this year, with COVID, staying home for a couple of months, you know, just everything in general that has happened, then coupled with the NSAS protest and how it ended. So Lagos has needed a lot of healing. The inhabitants of Lagos, you know, we've needed a lot of healing. A lot of us have had to, you know, just take care of our mental health. I am still struggling. I don't really like to talk about these things, but, you know, some things have to be said. I've been struggling. I've had to, you know, be intentional about my health because, and my mental health, that's what I mean, because everything, I don't know how to explain this, but you know how you look good on the outside and on the inside, you know that things 2 + 2 = 4. That's how I've been feeling. And, you know, I'm just glad that I had friends that were supportive, people that, you know, wanted to be there for, for me, you know, checking up on me, you know, from having difficulty sleeping to taking meds to sleep. You know, it's been a lot. And I'm happy that I'm getting better because for me, when I feel like something is wrong with me, one of the qualities I have that I like so much is the fact that when I notice there's a problem, I seek solutions immediately. I want help. I want you to help me find a way to get out of this funk, you know? So I'm always having conversations, guys. So please, yeah, should be used to that by now. I should probably have a shirt that says, I was having a conversation, then ... and at the back at Storytime with Jay. So somebody hook me up with that. I'll just do it myself. Or you guys tag me as Beggy Beggy. Anyway, I was having this conversation with someone yesterday. You know, I was saying I was in a bit of a funk and she had her own situation going on, you know, but she still took out time to listen to me, you know, talk. And that's something I hold very dear to my heart because that means this person is looking out for me. This person, you know, loves me and appreciates the fact that I'm here. You know, so I just hope that this isn't supposed to be like a serious, oh my God, segment, you know. But it's just important that I get this out of the way because 29 episodes, I'm so excited. I'm so grateful, you know, because we're almost at the end of season one. But this is like part of the journey. You know, so I'm just glad that we're healing. People are trying to, you know, still make sense of what happened in October, in the 20th of October. We're still trying to make sense of it. And, you know, we're just trying to not necessarily move on from that situation, but trying to just heal and, you know, just do the things we need to do to feel alive. So I just thought it was necessary for me to say this because this is like a backstory for me because I know how much it affected me and, you know, everything I've had to do, I'm still doing to be able to, you know, get past it. So yeah, that reminds me, happy belated Singles Day, I guess. You know, Singles Day was was yesterday, and I did a post on Instagram. At first, I thought the color I used was cool. Then I looked at it later, and I was like, this looks wonky, man. This doesn't look nice. But hey, I already uploaded it, and people really liked it, and I didn't want to delete it. Then I'll upload it back. So I'm still trying to get my page not to be so messy. But happy Singles Day, or belated Singles Day, because it was yesterday. So I hope you guys had fun. You know, self-love. Some of us have BSc, Masters, and PhD in Singles from Singles Academy. And, you know, we're still looking for other, further, you know, stuff to read there. But I think I'm ready to hang my singles boots. Like, I've done this thing for a long time, and I think I'm ready, but mentally I'm not there yet. But I hope you all had fun. Self-love is key. Like they all say, all these motivational speakers, you need to love yourself first before you're ready to open up your heart, or yeah, your heart. Let's go with your heart, to be able to allow someone else love you. So I think it's very important that you love yourself, and you know, just appreciate you. Then when you're not expecting it, like my friend told me yesterday, when you're not expecting it, just that the right person will come. I've been anticipating it for so long, so maybe I need to stop anticipating. Just chill. Yeah, chill, and hopefully the one will come my way. So let's keep our fingers crossed, right, and hope for the best. I'm here hoping. Go, yeah, better be on his way and stop wasting my time. Okay, so happy Singles Day, belated Singles Day to all the singles out there. I hope you all had fun. I love you guys. Even though I'm hanging my boots, I'll still be like an alumni from that college of single people, so it's fine. Okay, so this year has been about a lot of first, right, for a lot of people. So I did like this Ask Jay. It's something that's going to be very constant in season 2, where I ask questions, and hopefully people are, you know, open to answering this question. So it's going to be like Ask Jay kind of thing, and I'm looking forward to the responses. So I was thinking, what are some of the things we have done for the first time this year? You know, 2020 was a year of a lot of firsts for people, you know, in different spheres of their lives. So I asked these questions, but I'm going to talk about some of the things that are new for me, or that I did for the first time this year. So for me, I'm a talk. I don't know how my friends deal with me, but I guess it's the love. And Mrs. Talk and No Do. But this year was a lot of Just Do It. Nike, I'm not stealing your brand logo or your brand name or whatever, but it was just do it. What exactly are you talking about? You're always talking, I want to do this, I want to do this. But I know I've been saying I want to go to Ghana. Is it going to happen this year? I'm not sure. But hopefully, soon, it will happen, okay? I know the person I'm talking to, she's always like, just now you keep saying you're going to do this, you're going to do this, you're going to do this, but you never do any of these things. You know, and that's how this podcast came to be about. So, like I said, this year has been a year of a lot of firsts for me. I've been very, you know, out there. When I say out there, not romantically, I've been out there when it comes to putting myself out because of the podcast, you know, making friends from all over the world, which is very exciting. That's a first for me because I'm in Nigeria. So most times, I used to believe that for you to have friends abroad and everything, that maybe you need to have traveled. I've never traveled. I've never left Nigeria. Hopefully that changes soon, you know, and I'm able to visit places I've always wanted to visit. So it's not just now, mouth, every time, mouth, you know, that kind of thing. So it's just, you know, learning new things for the first time. I find it very exciting. I was talking to someone, and yes, I talk a lot, deal with it. I was talking to someone, and you know, we're exchanging notes on what are some of the things you've done for the first time. He was like, oh, he's playing a guitar, you know, he likes music, so he's learning how to play an electric guitar, and he's very cute, by the way, but this is also unrelated, but I just had to, you know, note it there somewhere. So he was like, he's also learning Spanish. I was like, oh, really? You're learning Spanish? I'm learning Spanish too. So for me, my Spanish, like, the reason why I'm learning Spanish is very funny. Also fine boy related, but not romantically related. I should probably just have a love podcast, because at this point, I don't know why I just talk about the things that I talk about, but back to being serious and everything. So we had that conversation. It was just refreshing to, you know that regardless of how this year has been, like, people are still putting themselves out there, trying to learn new stuff, you know, just trying to move with your life, because you can't be stuck in one particular place, right? You need to learn to move. So that brought about this segment of the podcast where I'm going to share, or I've started sharing, the things that I'm learning for the first time. So I'm learning how to be a better podcaster, because I realize that you do not know everything, even in all other aspects of your life. You can't know everything. You need to learn from people that are better than you at it, because there are people that are better than you at this thing, to be honest. You can't know everything. You know, you need to learn from people that have been in the game. How do they make you work? Marketing. There's so many aspects to being a podcaster. It's not just sitting in front of a microphone and just talking. So that's something that I've been intentional about learning. I've also, like I said, been learning Spanish. Oh my God, Spanish is such a love language for me. It's such a sexy language. And why did I start learning Spanglish? Or it's not Spanglish, just that, come off it. Why did I start learning Spanish is, so backstory, Netflix, you know, I was watching Netflix one day, and I was watching Social Dilemma on Netflix, right? Serious Justina, trying to just understand, because a lot of people on Twitter had been going on about Social Dilemma. So I was like, okay, now let's watch this thing, right? I was watching it, then I paused it because it was so serious. Not like I don't like serious stuff, but it was at night, pardon me. And I wanted to sleep. So before I sleep, I like to just go scroll through stuff. It's something I like to do. So when that happened, I was like, okay, I'm done for the night. Let me just scroll through Netflix and I'm going to bed. I don't know why I'm sniffing, but maybe I don't have a cold. It's just bad habits. I'm sorry, guys. So I was scrolling through and I saw Dark Desire. I was like, okay, what is this about? I'm interested. So I watched the trailer, and let me say that I was hooked. From the trailer, I was hooked. Apart from the fact that it had, why am I saying apart from the fact? It literally had Alejandro Spitzer. And that is the reason why I decided to watch it. You know, because I was like, I will watch anything with this guy in it. I was like, who is this guy? He just looks so mysterious and hot. And he has like the best places, like the best tattoo places on his body, or tattoo placements on his body. So I'm going to watch it. I'm sorry if I sound a bit, my voice sounds a bit elevated, because I'm excited now, because I'm talking about my man. So, you know, I watched Dark Desires, then I watched El Club, and I'm watching Someone Has to Die. All these movies have Alejandro Spitzer in it. I hope I'm pronouncing his surname properly. And when I watched El Club, I knew I wanted to learn this language. I knew that I had to learn it. So I went to someone's house. I saw them practicing. One was practicing French on Duolingo. The other was practicing Spanish on Duolingo. I was like, you know what, Justina, why are you wishing? You can just download this app and learn. So that's what I started to do. And it's been amazing so far. It's been very interesting. And I'm surprised. I was worried. I was kind of worried that at my age, would I be able to learn and retain? And like, I don't know, that's how I felt at the time. But God has been so good to me. So I've been retaining a lot of things I've learned. I've been at least remembering most of the things I've learned. It's a work in progress, you know. I'm not going to speak Spanish. Maybe, maybe not. So you can go and watch those movies. They're very interesting. I like, so that's my thing now on Netflix, Spanish movies. I heard Korean movies are lit, But I will get there. Now I'm watching Spanish movies to learn the language and also to be entertained as well. So, like I said in the beginning, too much story, too much story. I asked the question on Instagram, and some of the answers I got was, someone said she started a podcast. She's my friend, you know. All the people that responded, of course, my friends, and some other people responded as well. She said she started a podcast. That was the first thing. That was the new thing she learned this year. She started a podcast. And it's like, hey, me too, me too, me too. Over here, we're in the same club, that kind of thing. So it's just exciting, you know, to see people. I really like to see people, you know, learn new things for the first time this year. I'm guessing these things have been happening like year after year, but because of how special 2020 has been, it's just, you know, there's a special focus on it. Another friend said she baked. This one, I know she's a jaye jaye babe. She likes to enjoy herself. This particular person, oh my God, she knows how to take care of herself. Said she planned to bake for the first time. She had sushi. I never had sushi, by the way. She had sushi for the first time. So I'm like, okay, you're living your best life, right? She was like, she's learned to enjoy spending her money. I mean, I was like, babe, come and spend this money. Even though she has spent some money on Misha, she's my friend, though. She tried, you know, that kind of thing. So she like, she spent her money. Another person said, she wore pajamas for the first time to the office. Yes, 2020, a lot of firsts. Another person was like, two people. Okay, one of my friends, she was like, hi, V. She was like, she wore a face mask. She realized like we have to start wearing face masks this year. You know, it was a kind of nightmare because this is something we're not used to, but we have to because it's become necesito. It's oh, necesito is a need. Yeah, you need it. You need to wear a face mask, right? So it's become necessary. It's become like the norm. I me personally, I don't go out without my face mask. Oh, the day I tried it, oh my God, I almost lost my mind, you know. So she started to wear a face mask. Another person was like, yeah, wearing a face mask and realizing that we actually need this thing, you know, to kind of curb the spread of COVID. You know, it's just a lot of people. I wish more people responded, but I'm grateful for the people that responded to the question. So I, if there are other things that you guys have learned, you can let me know if you feel comfortable. Nothing too out of the ordinary. So that kind of thing. So I'm just glad that, you know, a lot of people realize that, you know what? Life as we know it has changed. Things are not the same as before. I don't know why I'm singing. Things are not the same, but basically, things have changed. And that cake, babe, that you baked, find a way to send my owner because even though I'm not in the same, we're not in the same continent or on the same continent, your heart, my heart is with you, baby girl. Nimi, love you, baby girl. So, yeah, that's basically, you know, what I just want to talk about. You know, just rub it a bit, touch on that subject or that topic. Maybe season two. Hey, me too. I have season two coming out. Oh my God. That's a first too, but it's not the first of 2020. But yeah, you get my drift. So, I'm glad a lot of people, you know, learned something. But I can imagine that pajamas. Wearing the pajamas to the office. Someone, another person. Oh, I almost forgot this one. Another person was like working from home. A lot of us, for the first time, we worked from home this year. It was a bit interesting at first because you're like, you're home. Then you realize that by 12 a.m., somebody can send you a message. I'm like, oh, do this thing for me. And I'm like, okay, because we're working from home, does that mean that there's no closing time? So literally, a lot of people don't have closing time because they're working from home. So advantage, disadvantage, you're home all the time. You know, people had to dress up. A lot of people had to dress up, you know, to feel like they were going to work. A lot of us have started going back to the office. At least I work 3 days a week at work. I work from home 2 days a week. So it's been, you know, very, very challenging and very, very funny. But hey, that's what 2020 has presented us with. And I'm glad that everybody has found a way to make the best out of the situation. So yeah. So,
as you all know, next week, season finale of the podcast. I know I've been saying this, but I'm super excited. I'm so excited, you know. It's so funny how I was telling someone how we're doing episode 30. And she was like, Justina, 30 episodes already. I was like, yeah, so now so we see him. And another, you know, it's just going to be like a comma because we're going to be back in season two, right? But one of my favorite series in the whole world, apart from Sons of Anarchy, is coming to an end. I think it's kind of funny that I think they're ending the episode, the season, the series next week as well. This was not intentional. If it's ending next week, it was not intentional. It just happened. And this is Supernatural. For me, Supernatural holds a very dear place in my heart because I know how much or how many things, you know, how much it means to me and how many things they've helped me through. And a lot of their fans will say this as well. You know, they've helped me through a lot of hard times. You know, there are times where I feel sad and I know that if I go on YouTube and Google Dean Winchester, Eye of the Tiger, I'm going to have a good laugh. Or when he had that, there was this episode where he had that he had this spirit of fear or something like that in him. So even a cat got him scared, you know, and it was just like shouting like a little baby, you know. It was really fun to see that, you know. And I know today has just been a lot of stories, but I have one more about how I got to, you know, meet Supernatural in quotes. So think, is I've been watching Supernatural for 10 years and they've had the series has been going on for 15 years, so 5 years shy of when they started the series. I never knew anything about Supernatural. So I went to the University of Lagos. So one of those days I was just walking, you know, I was bored. So I left the hostel. I was like, you know what, I'm going to look for a series to watch today because I'm big on series, you know. I'm going to digress a bit. I remember when Prison Break started and I'll leave school and go home to watch every episode because I didn't want to miss it. Every weekend I used to go home because I needed to watch it. So back to what I was saying. So I left the hostel that day, you know, and I walked. You know, I walked for a bit. Then this is, I don't know, maybe the theme of today's episode is Fine Boys because they seem to be the center of all my stories. So I remember, you know, seeing Dean on the picture in the place where they sell the series and it was hanging up. I was like, who's this fine boy now? Guy, how far? How many seasons of this series day? The guy was like, maybe five or how many at that time? I can't remember. And this was 2009. And I was like, guy, give me everything. I want to watch everything. And the annoying thing with this series is some of them, episode one can be like three parts. And you just find out that like, your boss is in two and it's only three episodes that are in. But I was lucky enough to, you know, get complete episodes. And I went back to the hostel and I watched everything. From the first episode where, you know, there was the issue with the yellow-eyed demon and Mary Winchester was killed. I was sold. I was like, yes, this is it. This is what I want to watch. I love this. I think I found it. I'm home, in quotes, you know. And I've been with them for 10 years. I've watched. I have fallen off the bandwagon. You know, there were years where I couldn't keep up. And I always found my way back, you know. And this is the reason why I'm best friends with someone today, because of Supernatural. Because we didn't like each other. The feeling was mutual, you know. But, you know, because of Supernatural, they started coming to my room, you know. They wanted to watch it, so I would give them the CD. Oh, you guys can go and watch. And we started calling it Superna. You know, it was really funny. And this is one of my best friends in life, like, literally, till today. We're best friends. And when we look at it, we can, you know, trace our friendship, the beginning, to Supernatural. And it's amazing for me. A lot of fans have, like, I think I'm a fan, but when I see pages on Facebook, I realize that I still didn't walk, because a lot of people are so dedicated to this show because of how sweet these guys are and how, you know, how amazing this show has been. A lot of people are like, oh, they're tired, like, it's been 15. I wish I could get more, but it would be selfish of me to want more, you know, from them. because I know that they have to move on with their lives, and it's always better to leave when the applause or when the ovation or whatever it is the loudest. So I lost contact with my friend for a bit, but we got back together and we've had the most amazing time. She's so funny. Temlade is the funniest person, like one of the funniest people I know. She's so, like, she matches my, I don't want to say my crazy, but she's my friend. And I owe it all to Supernatural, you know, and God for bringing us, you know, God brought us back. And, you know, Supernatural started the walk and God helped us to cement it. You know, we've had our differences, but, you know, that for me is my Supernatural story. And it's like today is just a story kind of episode. Today is a story kind of episode, but I'll miss them. I know Jensen is going to The Boys, so I have to start watching The Boys from season one. Because he's going to be on season 3. I hope he becomes a regular. I hope he's not just guest starring or anything. I know Jared is going to be on The Walker on CW. So we're going to support them. We're going to watch. We're going to, you know, try our best to be there for them. I know that a lot of their fans abroad are going to watch their shows. A lot of them have been, you know, trying to... what's the word now? Trying to catch up with The Boys. That's if they haven't been watching. I know... I've seen a lot of reviews about The Boys, so I'm guessing it's a very good show. So I'm looking forward to, you know, just seeing them act as another character. But in my heart, there will always be Sam and Dean Winchester, and I know I will cry when I hear "Carry On My Wayward Son." There'll be peace when you are gone. For the last time, pardon my voice. So yeah, I'll miss them, but. Guess that's life. We all have to move on from certain things at certain times. So I wish them the best and I love them from the bottom of my heart. They will always have a space. Like, I have a space on one side for Sons of Anarchy and the other side is for Supernatural. I hope I find another TV show where I'm transformed by it. It changes my life positively, you know, and just enjoy it, you know. It's hard for me to find a show that I like, but hopefully something good comes out and I'm, you know, entranced by it. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to the content. I hope you guys had an amazing time, you know, listening to me share my stories. I just want to wish everyone a lovely, lovely weekend and have fun, responsible fun. And till next time, it's still story time with Jay. Stay safe and peace out. Bye, guys.